Hi, so you've reached the BDSM ideas page, and I'm going to talk a little bit about BDSM, bondage, discipline, domination, submission, and masochism. If you've ever been consensually blindfolded or handcuffed, congratulations, you've practiced some form of BDSM. To be honest, most people have, actually, because there's a huge spectrum. Anything from feather-like caresses to something called tamakeri, which is basically Japanese for being kicked in the balls. Might sound scary, but BDSM is all about finding pleasure in pain. It's about intense sensations and exchanges of power for the thrill seekers. So let's now go over the basics and then we'll delve right into it. Feminist criticisms and myths about BDSM. In the BDSM community, a scene refers to the setting where it takes place, and play refers to the acts that are involved. Now, before you play, the first and foremost principle of BDSM is safe, sane, and consensual. Safe. We don't injure anybody. We know what the hell we're doing and educate ourselves so that there's no unintentional harm that includes protecting ourselves against STIs and everything else in pregnancy. Sane. We always stay in control, practicing good communication and judgment before, during, and after a scene. We use our power responsibly and take seriously the trust that's put in us. Consensual. BDSM requires the thorough discussion of boundaries and limits beforehand. You also need a safe word that can clearly and effectively communicate to your partner during a scene. If you need them to take it easy or to stop, this is especially important if in restraints or fighting back as part of your scene. So things like red, yellow, banana, purple, nickel, balls. No, don't use balls. There's a chance that could come up. No act should ever be pressured. Consent should never be assumed, and it's always just as okay to say no as it is to say yes. If at any point anyone is unsure, we stop and we talk. The safe, sane, and consensual principle is vital in BDSM because without it, it's not BDSM at all, it's just abuse. I'm looking at you. 50 Shades of Grey. Now, I already did a whole chat on why those books give me nightmares and not in a good way. So you can get the conversation flowing by asking your partner if they've ever heard of BDSM or what they think about it. You could just use a yes/no maybe chart to identify boundaries. Link down below, or you visit a sex shop and check out the kink section together. When it comes to play, there is an endless umbrella, but some types are more common than others. Bondage play involves confinement, being tied up, handcuffs suspended. Sensation play brings about new sensations, pinching nipples, clamps, suctions, hot wax, ice cubes. What's cooler than being cool? Ice cold. Impact play includes spanking, flogging, whipping. Role play, usually power is involved. Teacher and student, nurse and patient. Kink as a whole can also include fetishes, foot fetishes, latex fetishes, dirty talk. Now, after all the sexy's gone down, you need to finish with aftercare. This is like after sex, cuddling, but more integral to the experience because it can be kind of intense. Check in with your partner, make sure they're feeling all right, communicate, and make sure they don't need anything. Glass of water, a blanket, cuddles, another round. For scenes that are especially intense, it's a good idea to check in a few days later to make sure nothing else came up while they were processing it. Back up a second. What do you mean you like being hit? Look, y'all, in a world where sexual violence is too common and where victims are told that they ask for it, BDSM understandably raises flags. Some schools of feminism argue that power of exchanges in the bedroom reflect the gender dynamics that are out in the world. In Kathleen Barry's book, the female sexual slavery, she writes that BDSM is a disguise for the act of sexually forcing a woman against her will. Now, obviously, that's true if someone is actually forced or pressured, and why it's so important to prioritise consent to make sure that it's freely made choice. A scene may create the illusion of force, but in reality, it's all very controlled. It happens on your own terms, in the context of trust and safety. That's the opposite of force. Interestingly, both men and women actually prefer the submissive role. Now, that's not to say that gender roles never influence our sexual choices or desires. Of course they do. I don't think it's a coincidence that the extreme gender roles seen in Twilight and 50 Shades have taken our culture by such a storm. It's just that there's more to the story. Part of the appeal of BDSM is that it's taboo. And it's no secret that pain sometimes feels good because of the endorphins that it releases. Runs high. You've all heard of that, haven't you? I don't buy that anyone actually likes running runners or like masochists out there. It's all about the pain for pleasure. I think we run into issues where we shame consenting adults for their sexuality. For ages, people have regarded kinksters as deeply broken sexual deviants who need fixing. The same as they did for people who masturbated and people who are gay. Extensive studies have found that kinksters are generally mentally healthy and actually tend to have a healthier sexual communication and relationships. Maybe it has to do something with the emphasis on consent and communication. Just throwing ideas out there. But still, there are people who think it's fucked up. To which I say, well, okay, but the thing is, we're all a little fucked up, aren't we? In a lot more than 50 ways. We're all a little damaged, a little broken, a little problematic. So if this shit is not your cup of tea, rock on, do something else. Different folks, different strokes. Just go ahead and pass those cuffs. To me, I promise, I'll put them to good use. Thanks for listening to me. And I really do hope that you enjoy reading and learning more about BDSM and the kinks that I enjoy throughout my website. And perhaps you can visit me in a cam show. Bye bye.